The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. This word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Rise up, be off to the potter's house. There I will give you my message. And I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at the wheel. Whenever the object of clay which he was making turned out badly in his hand, he tried again, making of the clay another object of whatever sort he pleased. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I not do to you, house of Israel, as this potter has done, says the Lord? Indeed, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. The word of the Lord. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God while I live. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob. But put not your trust in princes and the sons of men, in whom there is no salvation. When his spirit departs, he returns to his earth. On that day, his plans perish. Blessed is those whose help is the God of Jacob. Blessed he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is within them. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. In the first reading today from the book of Jeremiah, we see the image of God being the potter and we are the clay. And when I was young in seminary, you know, they used to sing that song by Cary Landry, you know, "Abba, Abba, Father." And we used to sing that like every single day. "You are the potter, I am the clay, the work of your hands." Oh, anyway. But the reality is that's so true, that God is the one who created us. So the first thing you and I got to know is we did not have to exist, right? God chose you. He wanted you. He wanted me. So God formed us intentionally. And yet also, God reforms us. Now, that can cause us anxiety if we don't believe that the potter is in love with us. Not only that, but in the person of Jesus Christ, who I'm going to be speaking about in a couple, 45 minutes, to the people of Australia, that this person, Jesus Christ, who is the potter, allowed himself to be clay in the hands of his Father for us, to show that we are loved, that we need to trust him and let him form us. That's why it's so important that we pray and we come before God and we let him form us the way he wants to. Because if not, then other people form us and other things form us. And they tell us, this is what's best for you and this is what you should do and that's what you should do. God tells us what to do and God forms us. And we got to make sure that we're deep in prayer so we know it's of God and we know it's not of God. Grateful to God for giving us life and grateful to God when he molds us. Because what God's molding us to is in the image of Jesus. He's turning all of us into Jesus because of his great love for us. So today, let us rejoice that the potter who molds us is in love with us. May true know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us pray.